On this day last year, the Rana Plaza in Bangladesh collapsed, killing more than 1,000 people. The disaster wasn't the first of its type, but the widespread coverage sparked unprecedented concern over factory conditions. And while companies and consumers are changing their behaviour, victim compensation remains low. James Oaten reports.
Shakti Akhtar was working on the seventh floor of the Rana Plaza when the building collapsed. While she was lucky to survive, she spent 12 hours trapped in the rubble, pinned under a metal beam.
It was really painful to be trapped inside. I was feeling a lot of pain. It was extremely hot inside, with very little air to breathe. I thought I wouldn't make it out alive.
Ms. Akhtar, her husband and father all worked at the Rana Plaza. The disaster prompted the family to move away and open a food store, but life remains difficult.
I can't do anything properly now. I have difficulties walking. I feel really helpless. People make fun of me because of my disability. I feel really sad when they mock me. They say I'm good for nothing.
Since the disaster, unions, activists and non-government organisations have campaigned to improve safety standards in Bangladesh, and they're calling on consumers to buy ethically. The movement has had some success. Notably, the Bangladesh Accord on Fire and Safety was created, which spells out independent safety standards. Advocacy groups are also focusing on compensation. The Rana Plaza Donors Trust Fund has been charged with raising money. It's calling for $40 million to compensate victims of the factory collapse and their families. But so far, only $15 million has been raised. The Rana Plaza Trust wants donations from all major Bangladesh manufacturers, saying it's an industry-wide problem. Clean Clothes continues to name and shame companies that it says have paid inadequate compensation. Emma Harbour again.
And if you look at just the brands that were sourcing from Rana Plaza, their combined annual profits in the year Rana Plaza happened were well in excess of $22 billion.
Emma Harbour from the ethical manufacturing group Clean Clothes, ending that report by James Oaten.